This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:05. It is Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. If you like that Coldplay song and you like Coldplay, Chris Martin from Coldplay called in to Jane and wanted to talk about their show October 4th at Levi's Stadium. Jane, you're playing a game called his...
What the hell is that? That's what? A half-assed song.
Yeah,
sing.
Know,
what,
right?
What just happened
it's
to
so
you?
So early. All right, play it. I'll do it.
Jesus.
Jane, you're playing a game called... Call out, I get by its real name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
You know, I swear, I usually lock on to you and watch you sing it. I just lean back and I realize Bryn's
going
full throat,
right.
Too.
Well, sure. I'm trying to back her up.
I know.
Here for support.
I did a half. Usually I back up and yell, and I just did Jane.
Great job, Sarah. Thank you.
Sure, Vin. That actually felt good. Off.
There you go.
Perk me right.
You're up.
Chris Martin from Coldplay called in to talk about their big show October 4th at Levi's Stadium. His personality on versus off stage, which bands he admires, and then he has a song request for Jane as well. And you can find that at Radio Alice.
Is it one of his songs?
I don't know what he does. She didn't do the spoiler in here. You know, I think it's at RadioAlice.com, but
yes.
It's saying Alice at 97.3, so I wonder if that could be on our Instagram somehow,
it's
too.
It's at RadioAlice.com, okay. The interview.
Perfect. So if you like that Chris Martin guy and you want to hear a little more from him, you can go there, RadioAlice.com. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
Employer.
It.
Mm-hmm.
The movie.
Yeah.
It is about to break another record.
Oh.
For the highest grossing horror movie of all time.
All right.
The current title holder is The Exorcist.
Oh, I.
Which came out in 1973. And
I was going to guess that. You asked a question earlier in the office. And
well,
that,
I'll ask you. That's all.
Because that was going to be my number one movie.
Well,
that's why I asked if it was a scary movie.
Oh, because you did. You asked if
it
was a horror movie.
That's what scared me when I was a kid.
The Exorcist was a horrifying movie.
Oh, my goodness. No, I was so scared.
That's the Linda Blair. What's the other one? It's The Omen is
Damien.
The other. I always get that confused
with.
Yeah, The Exorcist. Although, I got to say, $193 million in 1973 dollars might actually translate into a higher box office. But, I mean, it's only a few weeks out, too. It's going to just soar. It may have already passed this record. I think they're saying, let's see. The Exorcist made $193 million when it came out in 1973. Then it made another about $40 million on director's cut releases in 2000 and 2010. And I guess those must have been box office numbers, not just because I'm sure it's made a zillion in DVD and TV showings,
right,
et cetera. They're calling its total take $232.9 million. It had grossed $228 million as of Tuesday night. So there's no question it's going to take the record, and it may have even done so by the end of yesterday, but those numbers aren't out yet.
Are you going to see it when it comes on cable or whatever, Vinny?
Absolutely.
HBO Showtime?
Yeah, I love scary movies.
Yeah. And it is good. It's good, and you know the story.
I can't call it my favorite, but I get into it. I fully jump in the scenes.
What's your favorite?
I loved The Ring, but I watched that alone on a rainy night in Seattle. It just, everything was perfect, and it scared the living. I watched it with a baseball bat.
That's right. I was thinking that.
Yeah, The Ring is a really solid one.
Yeah, but I like, I loved all the...
You would flash all those images.
The Freddy Kruegers I liked. I liked Halloween's.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 13th are all good, right?
Yeah.
That's the one with Jason?
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I've seen those here and there, but I certainly am not a devotee. You know what I loved was the first Saw. It was awesome.
Right.
That's a super, super good one. And I like
I remember Saw
Evil
being
Dead.
So good, but I didn't think that was going to be a series of 10 films.
I know. Well, I went and saw Saw 2, and it has, you know, it's the cool psychological trickery. I was just so surprised by it in the first Saw. Like, I was blown away by Saw. I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. So I wasn't surprised they made a second one. But I didn't care about it as much as I cared about the first one. Like, the shock value was gone. And by the time I think they did maybe do 10
they
of them.
They did a lot of them. No, they do that to the Paranormal Activity ended up being one that I didn't think it was a great movie.
No, it had some good
But they
suspense.
Made three or four of those.
Right. And the Blair Witch one, too.
Right.
Which was a good, it was a terrible movie, but had good scares, and it you know, it certainly had its moment, but they didn't need to make more of those.
Anyway, I'll absolutely watch it, in part because I just reread the book, getting ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the Evil Dead movies? Those are the ones with Bruce Campbell, is that the guy's name?
No.
They're great because they're scary, but they're campy, you know, kind of almost making fun of the genre.
Yeah,
and
but that takes you out of it when they do that.
Nah, you're in. It's good.
Really?
Especially the first one, I think. Anyway, it's about to break the record for the highest grossing horror movie of all time. I'm surprised The Shining isn't up there, too. That's actually sort of, I'm thinking of all the... You know,
The
really
Shining
good.
Was great.
I know. How did that not make more money at the box office? Anyway, it's also expected to be only the fourth R-rated movie of all time to pass the $300 million mark.
The Shining made $44 million.
Oh, boy, that sucks. That's terrible. But I read that stat. Only three R-rated movies have passed the 300. This is box office alone. So I'm sure those movies have made their money back and they, you know, on DVD sales or whatever else, I don't know, video rentals. But at the box office, only three R-rated movies have made more than $300 million. And the list is surprising.
Is The Passion on there?
The Passion is on there. And I never would have guessed that.
Why? It's the highest grossing R-rated film
I didn't
of
know
all
that
time.
Was, first of all, I thought that was probably G-rated because it was about Jesus.
Right, I know. I didn't see
well,
it.
That
rated
movie
R.
is incredibly graphic.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's incredibly graphic.
Violent?
Violent, yeah. Sure. Absolutely. I like the movie, but it's incredibly violent.
Right. It is. But it's accurate to the Bible.
So that has made more than $300 million.
Did you like that?
I did. I loved it. It's one of my top six favorite films of all time.
Top six?
Yeah. I have six movies.
When Jesus says...
Nobody can say...
What are your top six?
There Will Be Blood. That's the Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
The milkshake one.
Yes. I thought that's the best... acting performance of all time of anybody ever on the big screen. Y Tu Mama Tambien. I thought that movie is just incredible.
Huh?
It's a foreign film. It's the same guy that directed
probably Spanish.
That Sandra Bullock movie.
Yeah, but what happens? Is that like
about these two kids that go on this road trip in Mexico and they're just like a little bit lost and confused and it's just, I don't know, it just really resonated with me. It touched me. I think about the movie all the time.
So it's a road trip film.
It is a road trip film. Yeah. It came out, I think, 2001.
Y Tu Mama Bien.
Y Tu Mama Tambien, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know what that means.
And your mother, too.
And your mother, too.
That's what it means.
All right, go on.
The Triplets of Belleville.
Oh, get out.
The Triplets
you
of Belleville?
You keep naming
Belleville?
Stuff no one cares about.
I've never what even are
you
talking heard of that.
The Triplets of Belleville.
It's an animated film. It's my opinion. It's the best animated film ever made. It came out the same year as Finding Nemo.
It's better than Finding Nemo?
It is.
It's better than Up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In my opinion.
The Triplets of
it's
Belleville.
It's better than Zootopia.
Yeah, there's almost zero dialogue in the film. And it's the San Francisco Opera actually brought it to the Bay Area, and they had a live orchestra do the score while the movie was playing. It was phenomenal.
What else is on your top six list?
Really?
We're here.
Yeah.
All right. So you got four right now, right?
The milkshake.
Yeah. Eat to
the
Mama.
Passion of the Christ.
Passion.
Eat to Mama and the Triplets of Belleville.
I really liked Amadeus. I know it's an old film. It's about Mozart.
These are your all-time greatest films?
Yeah, and the last is The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's I can't argue with that one.
Yeah. Of course
you that's can. Good.
It's a favorite.
Yeah.
Mine are like all the Quentin Tarantino movies rolled into one. That's one of the favorites. That's it. It's the only movies I've ever
But
liked.
Back to The Passion of the Christ, one last thing I want to say. Oh. It's one of the few films that lost the number one position. It dropped down to number five, and then... You know, the week of Easter, it was still in the box office, and it jumped back up to number one. So everyone went back out and saw it again.
Well, that was the weekend to see it, the Jesus weekend.
Mm.
So The Passion of the Christ is one of only three movies, R-rated movies, yeah. to cross the 300 million
I'm going
to
guess The Wedding Crashers.
No.
Oh, it's not on there?
No, and I was thinking The Hangover, and no, that didn't make 300 million. Box office specific. I mean, I'm sure
all
it's
right,
made
I'm going to say Deadpool.
Deadpool is one of the... You're so good at guessing
Thank
things.
Thank you so much.
I would have never guessed that.
You wouldn't?
No.
That was my guess, too.
Why didn't you say it then?
Well, because you were talking the whole time.
And what else? What's the other? So this is, if you're just joining us, It is expected to be only the fourth ever R-rated movie to pass the 300 million mark in the U.S.,
Hold on.
Passion
Can you
of
give
the
us
Christ.
A clue for this
no.
last one? You can't give
it's
us a clue?
It's very recent.
Oh, it's very recent.
Passion of the Christ, Deadpool. It was controversial. There's a big, good-looking star in it. It's based on a true story. It was...
Slow down.
Maybe a couple... I think maybe 2 years ago, it was did well at the... Oscars, or maybe didn't do well famously or something.
Okay, those are two completely different clues.
Yeah, there was like yeah. Oscar stuff about
That's
it.
Not helpful at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, all right, forget, Hold disregard on. That clue.
So clearly it must have won something at the Oscars,
or
you guys.
Didn't. Or like two famously was snubbed.
2 years or probably
or
five.
It, or it won.
Hacksaw Ridge.
No, that was like this, like a minute ago.
Sorry.
It's like that, though. It's that.
Is it a war movie? All right, it's
well,
a war movie.
Kind of. It's based on it's a true story.
Is it,
People are screaming in their car right now.
Is
are
it,
they, though?
Is Maybe. It that, is it directed by a woman?
I don't think so.
Catherine?
No, it's not The Hurt Locker.
Do you want to say who it's directed by?
I don't remember who it's directed by.
Clint Eastwood?
Oh.
Oh.
9 to 5!
No, Clint Eastwood.
Really good guess, though, Vinny.
It's, it's the sniper movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper.
American Sniper. One of only three movies, R-rated movies currently do.
Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, no. I saw it. It's
really
you
cool.
like
no,
it?
Did
you
see it?
I bought it because it was out early and meant to watch it and never watched it.
Oh, you'll
Still
like it.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh.
And that's at least a year ago, if not three.
I think it was, 2 or 3 years ago. Did it win anything at the Oscars? Why do I have like
Bradley Cooper was nominated for Best Actor.
All I'm seeing is Best Sound Editing.
Oh. Maybe that's it. Everyone thought it would win. Anyway, American Sniper, Deadpool, Passion of the Christ, and soon, they think, It will be the only R-rated movies to cross the 300 million mark. By the way, happy birthday, Stephen King. Thank you for everything that you have given me over my life and all the millions of people who read your books. And for people who think that, he's not worth reading, you're effing crazy. I've heard people like go off on Stephen, like, oh, that stuff's trash. It's...
Who's more prolific than him?
And who captures you the way that he does? Not every one of his books is, grade A, number one. But, man, a lot of them are. And I love you, Stephen King. Thanks for everything.
He's did so twisted.
Did you say
he
The
is.
Exorcist made 193 mil back then?
It made it in its first release, and then it was re-released and made another 40 or so mil.
I see.
I have it at three... Let me see if I can find it.
Because in 1972, so I'm on
232.
This inflation calculator.
Oh, yeah.
So in 1973 to 2016 dollars, it's over $1 billion from 193 mil.
So 193 million, if you gross that in 1973, that's worth over $1 billion in today's dollars.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I like the adjusted for inflation stuff.
It's cool.
Because it's true. I mean, for God's sake, you could buy a brand new Cadillac for $3,000 in 1973. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true, but something like that, LeBron James has the biggest contract for the upcoming NBA season. His gross salary is $33.3 million. but that's before federal, state, local taxes, agent fees, etc. So how much does he actually get of that $33 million? According to
I wonder what his age, what cut his agent gets.
Well, let's see. His agent gets of that. This is, I mean, see if you can figure out the percentage. His agent gets $947,000.
And that's before tax. That's gross.
Yeah,
I
don't
know. So he's getting from the gross.
Okay.
My agent gets way. I would never tell you because I'm just, he gets so much of my money. Mm. It's hurtful to cut those checks. It really is.
Oh, believe me, I'm totally with you. I actually always think about like, yeah, someday I won't have to pay that guy anymore.
But then you won't be working.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'll be in my, I mean, hopefully I'll be in my 60s if you listeners keep us around.
He's been great, and I don't mean to discount the work he's done on my behalf, but then he leaves my life, and there I am.
It is hard to cut that check in year 4 of a 5-year contract where you're
Jesus.
Like, I haven't talked to you in over a year. But it is nice because when something goes down, that's who I call. And if when management starts to get in your face, you go, talk to my agent.
See, I've never even considered doing that, but I do feel like during the negotiation, he knows everyone in the business,
yep.
And he's like, we're ready for this. And I'm like, that's great, because I haven't done anything.
Right. I'm just here doing my job.
I'm sitting here.
I'm your known quantity, sell me.
Right.
But yeah, it's hard. So anyway, he out of the $33.3 million, this guy gets $947,000, which sounds like about 3% to me. Maybe a little less, 2.5%.
Out of $30 million?
Of $33.3 million. All right.
Hold on.
I mean, 10, you know. Am I crazy? 10% of that would be $3 million. So divide that by that. I'm thinking it's like 2 to 3%. Oh, you can't do the math on that. Stop it. So, according to an ESPN report,
how much does it say?
$947,000.
Oh, $947,000.
What
just
is
just rounded up to a million?
It's more than 3%. That's for sure. Hold on.
$1 million. Call it. It's about 3%.
Oh boy, how did I get so many threes there? Hold on, I got this. Oh, 33. That's where I went
$33 million.
Hold on.
He makes almost $1 million,
just,
right?
Call it $1 million and call it $33 million. Like what percentage?
Yeah, it's not even. Yeah,
it's like 2.7%.
Yeah, it's about 3%.
So he doesn't make what our agents make. But I guess when you start getting into the $33 million a year range, you can say to your agent, listen, I can get another agent. So,
well, if you're LeBron James,
what's the best deal?
Yeah, you definitely have anyone you want working on your behalf.
Yeah,
he doesn't even need an agent. He probably has one. Because it's someone he knows who he's got on the payroll.
Right.
I don't doubt that.
Well, you know, these are the guys who go through the contracts, too. You know, all that legalese, I have no idea what it is. And they, you know, they come back to you with the contract, and they've redlined things, and you go, oh, I don't even know what that means. What do you think? Okay, great. Let's do that. Like, I don't know, man. Thank God I have you to read my contract for me, because I am not. This thing is thick. I'm not reading that Section A paragraph.
I'm not reading that stuff 11. Either.
Oh, my God.
I just signed some paper. I was coming home from surfing last night, and I had my contacts in, which are distance view. So short view.
Forget it.
Ruined. I can't see a thing. And I had to stop off at Peter Cook's office.
Ding, ding. Shame.
And sign a paper. And I walk in, and I'm like, I can't read any of this. Can you point to the line? Bam! All right. Let's get out of here. Have a good one. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
What's the date today?
Do I have to sign this?
Got
all right,
it.
Let's
done.
Do it.
Let's get out of here.
So he makes $33 million. Boy, this is taking a long time to get through this. And that is before all the taxes and the agent fees and stuff. So he gives about $11.9 million to the federal taxes, pays about $2.2 million in state and local taxes. His agent gets about $1 million.
Who are we talking about again?
LeBron James.
The basketball.
It's been so long.
I know.
Star.
The biggest contract for the upcoming NBA season. So $33 million is what he earns after all the taxes. Another $3.3 million, so 10%, goes into a league escrow account.
Oh.
Basically, they're saying here it's a buffer account that goes back to the players after the season when all the money's sorted out. It's part of the process where the owners guarantee that the players get 51% of their basketball-related income.
It's not a union. Is this a union thing?
It says a league escrow account. I have no idea if it's union related, and I have no idea why they hold that until the end of the season. But there it is. So when it's all said and done, of the $33.3 million in his gross salary, he takes home about $16.7 million, or just over 50% of his salary. Of course, you know, that's not including endorsement deals, other revenue.
Right.
The top 10 NBA salaries before and after taxes. Let me just grab you a couple here. Steph Curry makes $34.6 million and nets $15 million. He lives in a higher tax state. I'm not sure if you guys realize that.
Good old California.
We pay more taxes. Although...
thing about Steph is he didn't make that much money for a long time.
Players in Florida, Texas, and Tennessee have no state income tax, but they're charged something called jock taxes because when they play in places that do have local and state taxes, they do owe money for that. Apparently, they earned some of their money there. And so they, while they don't pay at the same rate as someone maybe who plays in California, they owe some money.
A jock tax?
A jock tax is what it's called.
Because I know a lot of the players want to play in Miami.
Well, I'm sure it's much less than they would be paying. But yeah, it's right. They do. Whatever percentage of games they play out of town. And NBA plays a lot of games. James Harden makes 28 mil and grosses just about the same as Steph Curry. He makes $6 million less a year, but brings home $15 million, and so does Steph. Russell Westbrook makes $28 million, takes home $14 million. Let's see, the second highest paid NBA player makes... oh my God. Paul Millsap makes only... $30 million a year.
Paul Millsap is the second highest paid player in the league?
When you go by net, $15 million. So Steph Curry, who makes more than him, he actually makes the second. Actually, Steph is the highest paid.
Yeah, Steph just got a new deal. He was the...
but he's third ranked on the net income.
He was one of the lowest paid superstars out there. He signed a bad deal. Bottom line. He was very underpaid for a long time, and they just gave him his money.
Well, he's looking better now. I guess LeBron James must be, they say he has the biggest contract, so it must be the longest, too. But anyway, so Steph, because he lives here and pays more taxes, way more, he makes $4 million bucks more than Paul Millsap, but Paul Millsap makes, looks like, I don't know, $500,000 more than him.
Paul Millsap. Unbelievable.
Anyway, there you go. We're totally out of time. I started that with 5 minutes left to go, and here we are. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Sorry, I'm looking at Paul Millsap of all the people.
Figure it out
that
after these.
Guy.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice said 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:39 on Thursday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Niall Horan, if you're a One Direction. Niall Horan. I'm sure I'm totally
slow.
It's Niall, hands. Niall Horan. Niall Horan.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Good song.
This is cute. So he's a One Direction guy, and they're all going off and doing their solo stuff now, and he's on tour. I think he just was here, but he's coming back again next August, and we've got tickets for you. Niall Horan's Flicker World Tour 2018 is going to be at the Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, August 4th, 2018. And you can win tickets from Jane today at 405 and 605. Man, they are really getting out in front of this one. You're going to have these tickets so long, you'll forget you have them. So set yourself a reminder in your calendar. Niall Horan's Flicker World Tour. You can get tickets today with Jane. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Here's what's happening. So, Puerto Rico... has had some hurricane issues. They're currently in a total blackout, the whole island, and will be. In fact, this article, and I'm sure it's a little, they're a little over the top with it, but they say it could be months before they get electricity back.
Their person is saying, their president, their governor,
yep.
What do they have over there? Their governor.
They just recently filed for bankruptcy or something. Yeah. They were already effed, and yeah. Now this, I mean, they basically, that is just an island of rubble now.
A combination of crumbling infrastructure, financial woes, and damage caused by an earlier hurricane, Irma, makes restoring power impossible, they say. Not impossible, but you know, it's going to be a thing. So.
Just horrible.
Right now, Puerto Rico owes the United States $72 billion. Thank you.
Well, it's going to be a long time before they can pay that back, and my guess is they're going to add to that.
I'm sure we'll forgive that debt.
I'm sure we will.
Well, everyone is assuming that Puerto Rico is going to become one of the states of the United States eventually.
That is what they say.
One easy way to get your debt forgiven.
Right.
We would love to change flags. Let us in.
Squeeze another star in there.
Tonight, there's going to be hella traffic down in the South Bay as Thursday night football happens at Levi's Stadium.
We're just hearing what the tickets are going for.
Oh, my God, what?
Is this what Vinny was about to report?
Sad. Oh. $18.
I saw $14.
Oh, my God. Well, they just want asses.
Look at us
seats.
Having fun with it. We think it's funny.
Well, because we know where they should have built the stadium.
Sucky.
Well.
It's too bad. Hey, I have my 49ers shirt on.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
How long did they try to make a deal up here, though?
Since we got here.
Oh, I mean, in the 90s.
It seemed like they were trying to redo right? that
we were part
in the 90s.
With Eddie
Willie
DeBartolo.
Brown sat yeah. next to me as we talked with DeBartolo and yeah. Willie Brown about right. the plan to build that
complex.
Yeah. Right.
With shops, a
and
mall,
I think it
like
was
a mall attached to it.
$200 million at the time, which still does sound like a lot of money, but nothing compared to what they're spending on stadiums now.
So
and they would have still been a
tried. It's not like they didn't try to put something here. Right. But yeah, Santa Clara stepped up. Now they've got this wonderful new stadium. I think it was ranked 7 on the list of
great
NFL stadiums.
Yeah. And now they're trying to figure out a way to get some shade in there.
So they're showing throughout different news stories what the Rams stadium looks like, how empty it is,
well,
and how the 49ers stadium is also just as empty. And so now you've got both these teams coming together with the emptiest stadiums in the NFL.
It's great.
It's not must-watch TV, but you know, the Niners were, people watched and people filled the stadium when they were winning. When Harbaugh was here, people were into it.
That's true.
And I'm still watching from home, but I didn't go to the stadium when they were winning either, because I don't feel like that is a fun experience for me.
Well, it's a whole day of stress.
Well,
but people love it. I mean, there are people who live to go to the games, and
that's great.
I just, you know, I don't want to drive
there.
I don't want to park there. I don't want to deal with the drunks there.
5:25 game time. Rams versus Niners tonight.
$14 seats, everyone.
You
14.
Saw it?
Go 49ers.
Well, we heard 18.
Let's put up a
yeah,
W.
No, I saw 14 and just
I'm sorry.
Went,
who did
oh,
you
boy.
Say we're playing?
Rams. Niners.
They were saying the ticket prices were the price of a pretzel or something like that.
Oh. Pretzel.
That is one of the big stories, though, about the Rams is that they left St. Louis. They come back to L.A., their original hometown. Where the reason they left, no one went to those games. And now the stadium's empty.
Well, and the crazy thing is, like, L.A. goes all those years without having any teams. And now they have two teams, and still no one cares. Meanwhile, San Diego and St. Louis are like, our
yeah.
team is gone.
Yeah, you're right. It's $14. It's everywhere. Now I'm finding this.
Bet you can get a deal on those too.
Yeah, talk them down.
Give you $10 for two.
Three women. So I guess it's Thelma, Louise, and Dottie.
Oh.
Led law enforcement officers on a 72-mile car chase across the San Francisco Bay Area that left a police officer seriously injured.
Uh-oh.
This happened yesterday. Do you guys see this?
No.
I read about it, but I didn't see any footage.
What happened?
They don't really break in with helicopter footage of a police car chase around here, I guess, huh? I was busy. I wasn't even near my TV, but the women ran from police in Hollister and ended up in Hayward.
Oh.
They arrested them yesterday afternoon. Hollister police first tried to pull the woman over, and they just split. One of the pursuers crashed his patrol car into a civilian car.
Oh, man.
And was injured.
So just three chicks on the run. Old ladies, young ladies?
Doesn't
say much about the ladies?
No, it doesn't say.
I mean, I'm picturing. I just want to know what Dottie looks like. Thelma and Louise, I'm totally familiar
with.
You
got them.
Luckily, they didn't, you know, find a cliff anywhere.
Oh, is that? I never really saw the film. Is that?
Oh, no, that's what they, at the end, they, that's.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert for Thelma and Louise. They've been on the run. They, Brad Pitt screws them over. Now they have no money. They get more and more desperate.
They,
right. There's, it's just a series of unfortunate events. And in the end, they just look at each other, hold hands, and drive off a cliff.
Yeah.
That is the end of Thelma and Louise.
Well, they swim away.
Mm-mm.
No. And they're in a convertible, like a big Cadillac.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
It's over. Mm-hmm.
But then the wheels turn in and the propeller comes out and they submarine away.
No, they sail off into the sunset. And then...
Oh, then a life raft blows up and opens up and then they...
Nope.
Dead.
No.
Order drinks
they
and...
They just...
No?
Nope.
All this time I've heard about that film and that's you how they end that
I
dumb
can't
thing?
Believe that after all this time you've never seen that when they just, they grab hands and they head to the cliff. I mean, that's
sad.
Oh, it's horribly, it's a great movie.
It is.
But the movie doesn't end with them showing the car crash, Vinny. It ends with the car flying in midair. Like, remember when the Dukes of Hazzard would cut to commercial?
Oh, so they want you to believe it turns into a submarine and they sail away.
You know what happened. They're in a convertible and they just went off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't show them being ejected from the car or whatever the aftermath of the crash is. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
So when you watch that film, do you hate those chicks? Are you like,
no,
you feel bad for them?
You feel so bad for them. Like, it's horrible.
So it's a crappy ending.
No.
I didn't expect for that to happen.
I know.
But I mean,
what do you mean,
it was that or go to jail.
It's not a crappy ending. I mean, they were right. They didn't have a lot of, they were left with no choice. And so they were best friends and they held hands and
drove off a cliff. And the movie ends with them in midair.
I don't like it.
You don't?
No.
No.
It's a great movie.
Uh-uh.
I couldn't find pictures of the three women, but I found a picture of the crashed cop car.
Oh, boy. He really smashed into something else.
I thought, you know, I don't know why, but I expected to see Thelma and Louise's car.
Oh, get the last frame of the Thelma and Louise.
Don't do it. I don't want to. I don't want to.
Fine. They're still
like
alive
it.
In it. In that one
I
scene.
Like when they fall in love and live happily ever
they
after. I like when they make the dance team and it goes well for them.
Yeah, you love a happy ending.
I
in a
do
movie.
Want a happy ending. Yeah,
no, it's a totally tragic story.
Oh, someone says not just any cliff, Vinny. It was the Grand Canyon, and it was a Thunderbird.
They drove into the Grand Canyon.
Here they go. This is it.
Oh, is that the
boom.
Scene?
Boom. And it's the end. There they go.
That's how
the end.
Yes. Why was she smiling?
Because they have each other. And they had each other's back, and there they are.
But she smiled when she hit the gas.
So that you wouldn't cry, I guess. I don't know.
I think they live.
No, they don't live anymore.
They could.
So you think they make
that's
the jump?
The
they clear the canyon?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Will there be a Thelma and Louise too?
There should be.
The afterlife.
They're living down there in that valley.
Mm-hmm.
They grew beards.
And
they're prospectors. They're prospector lesbians.
Okay.
Okay?
That movie is what, I don't know if Sarah said this, is what made Brad Pitt.
Whatever, who cares? That movie, are prospector lesbians.
Okay.
That's how
that
ends.
So, well, that's in the sequel.
Just so you all know.
Oh, God. Prospector lesbians it is, Vin.
Thank you.
Oh, these girls all look young. Early 20s.
Who?
Thelma, Louise, and Dottie?
Yeah.
All right.
Our own Bay Area, Thelma, and Louise, and Dottie.
Well, you'd expect that, wouldn't you?
Well, luckily they didn't drive over a cliff.
There they are.
Oh, you found them?
It's on the same article. It just wouldn't load.
That's all right.
Thelma, Louise, and Dottie. All right. Well, they don't look happy to be in.
Well, because they didn't get away.
Yeah.
I don't know why they thought they would.
Charges were theft, conspiracy, burglary, possession of stolen property, destruction of evidence.
Oh, my.
Oh, what could that be?
Evading, felony evasion, resulting in injuries.
Yeah. That cop looked messed up. The car looked really messed up.
What evidence did they destroy?
They probably threw their meth out the window or something.
Someone did text tonight. Something tells me there's meth involved.
Well, I never did drugs. Meth, but I told you that story where we threw some stuff out the window when a cop cornered us.
Uh-huh. What was it, weed? Something else?
Out into the
it had to be weed.
This field, and the policeman goes, "You're going to go out there and get that." We were like, "No, we're not. We don't even know what you're talking." 2 minutes later, we're out there looking for the. All right, fine. Picking our butts, looking through the field for the... Damn it, man. You can't win.
No. Don't even try.
Exactly.
That's a game you can't win. Yep. You just...
All right.
Playing a game called...
I'll go get it. It's fine.
Go get your weed from that field, boy!
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny says 415. Vinny, Steph didn't get a bad initial deal. He just had surgery on both ankles and had to deal the deal to reflect that liability. Yeah, but then he outplayed the money he was making by like triple.
Right.
He was one of the best players in the league and way underpaid. That's all. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of people who wrote about that.
But now he's paid. Don't worry. He still makes less than the other guys because of the taxes in California.
Oh, but here's another one, though. 408 says, with regard to taxes, Steph tweeted this week that he's fine with the extra taxes as he gets the California sun.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's how we all rationalize it. There's no question you could be paying less in taxes, you'd be living there.
I've thought, you know, as a person who's grown up here and I love California and I surf and snowboard and mountain bike, yeah, I can see why I would want to live here, but the people who stay in their house all day and are on the computer or whatever, dude, you can do that anywhere. I don't know why you would want to pay what you pay.
Well, maybe on the weekends they go enjoy it or something.
But that's what I'm saying. Some people don't.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would.
This is where I'm sitting, Vinny.
All right.
I'm just going to stay here. God.
Fine.
It's hard moving.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. I'm feeling that. Every athlete is subject to the jock tax. They get W-2s for every state they play in.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
That seems like a lot of work.
Well, why you have
an accountant, right?
That you hope doesn't rip you off.
650 says, divide the percentage amount by the total amount to get the percentage. Smiley face. 650, I had it. I figured it out. It was fine. Thanks for your help, but I got it.
Yeah.
We got this. Right, Sarah?
I don't know if we got it or not.
We got it. It's fine. $990 million. What's coming up?
You are right. The woman in the Kevin Hart video.
Oh, yes.
What about her?
She's a gem,
you
man.
You got the audio?
She did a press conference yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we watched it.
With Gloria Allred's daughter as her attorney, of course.
I have not seen this.
Oh,
I can't wait.
It's great. And
it's
more.
Great.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.